Alban McGuinness joining me now from the SDLP. How do we get out of this mess, Alban?
Well, I mean, the only way of getting out of this mess is to get back to the talks and to have an intensive period of talking and to reach a resolution on the outstanding issues. Now, we've talked a lot about welfare, we've talked a lot about budget, we've talked a lot about the outstanding issues in this Dormant House Agreement. But there is also another problem, and it's a problem which, unfortunately, I believe, and my party believes, that Sinn Féin is ignoring.
Why didn't you support adjournment yesterday then, which would have brought the breathing space without all of these shenanigans?
Well, first of all, because it wasn't a solution, and it wouldn't have been sustained. And we believe that if we had given in to an adjournment forced upon us by the DUP, that would be seen to be giving in to bullying. And then, of course, there would be further demands and so forth. And I think we were right. I think we were right to firmly resist that.
Well, you weren't sure of your own ground. You needed to go down to the Taoiseach to find out what to do.
Well, I think we acted very responsibly because the Taoiseach wanted to hear from us. He wanted to explain his views and the views of the Irish government. And we listened to those views.
Did the Taoiseach?
We considered them. And then we made our decision.
Did the Taoiseach not ask you to support an adjournment?
Yes, he did. He did. Yes, of course he did. And that's no secret. But the fact is this, that we considered that very, very carefully. And we came to the conclusion that it was an agreed position of our party. And
well, how agreed was it?
Pardon?
How agreed was it?
It was agreed by everybody that was there.
Why did it take you 2 days to get round to doing it then? Agreeing.
Stephen, the way a political party works is that the way the SDLP works is this. We take a situation, we examine it, we analyse it, we put forward arguments for and against, we analyse those, and we come to a conclusion based on an analysis of those discussions. And I think we were right to do that because it was a very serious situation. And I think it was right and proper for us. You know, we're not some sort of Supreme Soviet or Central Committee where somebody says, this is the line and you adopt this line. No, we're an open democratic party.
What should the red lines...
Everybody has the right to have a contribution to making decisions.
What should the red lines be in those talks on Monday?
I would say to you, in terms of red lines, we do not believe that there should be any suspension of the institutions. That is our red line. We believe that there should be no threat of suspension, but we're open to discuss all issues on the table that people wish to bring. And we have a lot of issues ourselves, and we're prepared to discuss them with other people.
What do you think?
There is an issue. Sorry, Stephen. There is an issue in relation to the Chief Constable's assessment of the Kevin McGuigan murder, that there were members of the IRA, the Provisional IRA, involved in that murder. Now, there are further investigations taking place in relation to that, but his assessment was a very important assessment, and we believe that Sinn Féin can't ignore that, and they can't continue simply to be in denial that there is an IRA, and that members of that IRA were, according to the Chief Constable, involved in that murder. Now, the Chief Constable is an independent officer. He has a man of huge responsibility, and he's a man who speaks with authority.
Who also talks about the bona fides of Sinn Féin's commitment to the peace process.
Of course he did. Of course he did, and we accept that. But, you know, you just can't cherry-pick the whole thing, which Sinn Féin is doing. The fact is, there's an indisputable assessment by the Chief Constable. And, of course, you were talking to Conor Murphy earlier on this morning, and you rightly put to him, does he have confidence in the Chief Constable? Well, we have confidence in the Chief Constable and his assessment. And we believe that Sinn Féin should also have confidence in the Chief Constable. They were part of the panel that appointed the Chief Constable, and hitherto they have never expressed any reservations about his independence and his authority. Now they seem to be questioning that by ducking and diving in relation to the question of confidence in the Chief Constable.